This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Live and in person, back from Portugal after a two-week run. So happy to have him back. It's the comfortable confines, his home away from home. Doug Oster, the organic gardener, DougOster.com. Let me just say this. I know a lot of you have got gardening questions, and you just have been chomping at the bit to have an opportunity to talk to him. So guess what we're going to do first couple of segments? Wall-to-wall phone calls. So any gardening questions as warm weather is upon us. According to AccuWeather for most of this week, great week to get out in the garden and get going. You need to call 866-391-1020. And we've got Rob Kruljack preparing those trees for summer storms in just about 30 minutes. But he is never a storm. He is sunny, blue skies, and it's a lot to get to right now with Doug. So without further ado, we'll get to him right after I tell you if you're the 10th caller at 412-922-1020. You're going to win a $25 gift certificate to Sorgles in Wexford. But here he is, just through customs and a little jet lag, but ready to go. Doug Oster, welcome back. We missed you.
Oh, I missed you guys.
It seemed like you were gone forever.
It did seem like I was gone forever. You know, that's a 13-day trip. That's, I think, the longest trip I've ever taken. But Portugal was absolutely beautiful. I'll tell you about it in a second because I want to tell you about what's going on at Sorgles today. There is a cool event from 9 to 3 at Sorgles today. The Allegheny chapter of the North American Rock Garden Society is having their rock garden plant show and sale. So they're going to have all sorts of cool stuff. Tufa rock, which is... and troughs, which you can plant in, miniature conifers, and these really cool alpine plants. This is the first year that the plant sale's been back in several since COVID, and really a cool thing. Go up to Sorgles and check it out if you're interested in that. Well, yeah, Portugal. Man, it was a great, great trip. We saw some amazing garden stuff. This place called the Terra Nostra Botanical Garden has the greatest collection of camellias in the world. And I guess we're always fascinated with things that we can't grow. You know, they grow a little further south than us, and they're tough as nails, and they're beautiful with, you know, shiny green leaves, but the flowers are just spectacular. And oh, I could have spent all day there. I posted all sorts of videos and pictures on my Facebook page. Check it out. Another thing, we went to this island called Madeira in the Azores. And I had never seen anything like this either. The Madeira Flower Festival, they had a parade where tens of thousands of people came out. And the people in the parade were all dressed in flower gowns and dancing and music. And then afterwards, they had a big gala that would happen to be at our hotel. It was one of the most spectacular things I've ever seen. Again, I posted some videos. It was just wild. And then the Madeira Botanical Garden we saw... It was just a great trip, and oh, the food was unbelievable. And so if you're interested in traveling with me, I do have seats available for my second trip to Italy in October. It is the least expensive trip to Europe I've ever done. We're going to see Florence, Pisa, and then off the beaten path Italy, which is my favorite part of Italy. All the information is at DougOster.com. And my free online classes continue every Thursday at 5 o'clock. This week, it's all about cheating. Tricks and tips to get your tender plants in the ground, because you know what? As nice as the weather looks, as warm as it is out there, it is still too early for the super tender stuff just because the soil temperatures still are too cold. You put tomatoes and peppers in, and you might be able to get away with it. You look at the 10-day, you might be able to get away with it, but they're going to be just kind of sitting there and a little waiting for things to warm up. And so I'm not putting anything in yet. I'm waiting.
I got to tell you something real quick before I forget. So I met a couple who lives in Hanover Township, just down the road from Janoski's. And he said, I want to thank you. And I said, well, about what? And he said, listen to the radio. And I told this to Melinda the other night. I said, I got to make sure I tell Doug about this. So cherry tree, every year, as soon as the cherries would come in and blossom, birds would come in and destroy them, wipe them out. So his neighbor came up with a solution. When Mr. Cigna was on the air at KDK radio, took the radio out, put it at the base of the tree, long extension cord, crank up the radio, never had a problem again. So I'm thinking, if you would put that in your garden, you think that might tell the deer and rabbit to stay away because there may be someone out there? Do you think a human voice could actually frighten those animals away?
It's funny. You know, I did a story on a garden, and that was one of the things they did. They put you on out in the garden.
No problem whatsoever.
And eventually she said that she thought that during the commercials and the breaks that the deer were dancing to the music. But I have heard that, you know.
I mean, if your neighbors
have a talk radio going,
right?
You know, what do you got to lose?
Kind of,
you know,
acts like a scarecrow, no pun intended.
But I was out in the garden yesterday with my little dog who barks like crazy when he sees a deer. The deer was standing. I was talking to the dog, and the deer was standing 4 feet on the other side of the fence, just looking at me. It was a young one that didn't really know what I was, and it's got a barking dog, which, if that fence wasn't there, that little dog would chase after that deer, but it just was standing there like, oh, hi, here we go.
Well, I think we've just taken away so much habitat that they've just learned to deal with us as just another part of the land that they live in. But
it's absolutely terrible. I came back to, you know, again, they're not supposed to eat lilacs. I came back to a lilac completely stripped. I planted these lilacs for my wife.
Aww.
And I should have sprayed them. I should have sprayed them before I left, but I didn't. And, you know, it'll come back, but how many times can it be stripped clean and then still come back? It takes a lot of energy to come back. And, you know, I'm fertilizing lots of plants that have gone through that where the deer have stripped them. But, man, they are a real pain. And anybody who gardens knows that they're a real pain. And yes, there are sprays that keep them away, but you've got to remember to spray. And in this case, you know, I was gone 13 weeks. I was just glad that my wife agreed to water the plants in the greenhouse. She overwatered them, but that's better than underwatered them. So I'm letting those dry out, all my peppers and tomatoes. And, you know, I had a weird daffodil experiment. You know, I talked about this in the winter where I still had bulbs to plant. And I was planting way too late, you know, January, February, which you don't even know. You could be stuck with those bulbs. But we had that weird mild winter, and so I planted some really, really late. They're blooming now, which is interesting because, you know, for the most part, all daffodils are basically done when we get to, you know, halfway through May. Maybe a few late ones would be left, but I've got three patches that were planted really late that are blooming, and that might be kind of something, because I'm fanatical about daffodils, and I love that daffodil season, and it's sad when it's over, but an interesting way to extend it. So I'm going to play around with that a little bit too. There's always something that nature does to surprise us, and this is also my year of the foxglove. I bought a bunch of foxglove seeds 2 years ago, never got them planted, planted them this year, and I was really happily surprised to see everything germinate. And, I mean, they are really tiny. And I got some poppies to germinate, too, in a pot in there. And so I'm going to keep working on that. I'm really excited about the foxglove. Foxglove is super deer resistant. It's poisonous, so I've never seen them eat it. And I've got some annual ones, I've got some biennials, I've got some perennials, and since I live in the shade, foxglove will be perfect for me. It's just they're still, at this point, they're really tiny. And the second season of my television show, In Doug's Garden, premieres Saturday at 9 a.m. on CBS streaming. And our guest today, Rob Kruljack, will be with me on that show also, as it's also sponsored by Davy Tree. And he's going to show us how to plant a tree with an interesting visual that Rob built. I used it at the Home and Garden show, and we're gonna do it on a video, and it shows exactly how to plant a tree without actually planting it. It shows you how to get the depth right, and so all the details for that show and everything else I'm talking about today is at DougOster.com.
All right, Doug, thanks. Larry Marty, looking for hometown heroes. If you know someone doing extraordinary things in your community, we want to know about them. Nominations are now in and open at KDKRadio.com. Larry and Marty's Hometown Heroes, 100.1 FM, AM 1020 KDK. And don't miss Dead & Company on their Summer 2023, the final tour, coming to the Pavilion at Star Lake in Burgettstown, Monday, June 5th. For your chance to win a pair of tickets to the show, all you have to do is log in, search, and listen to KDK on the free Odyssey app, or stream us online. For every hour you're logged in and listening, you will get an entry into the contest. Only have a few minutes to spare? No worries. Every minute you listen will add up until you hit the hour mark. The more you listen, the more chances you have to win. Get all the details at kdkradio.com by clicking the contest tab at the top of the page. Pro tip, make sure you are signed in to your account to get entered. 866-391-1020. Your call's next. All right, we're back. We got some people that want to talk to Doug. So what do you say we say good morning to our first caller on the Organic Gardener? It's Joyce on KDKA. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, Doug, my dogwood tree is blooming. However, the bracts are about half the size as they normally are. And I was wondering if there's something behind that.
Yeah, my guess would be just the winter. You know, dogwoods really took a beating during that December cold spell. And I was just guessing, thinking that those buds probably took a beating when it got that cold. And so, you know, they're blooming. But my advice would be fertilize that tree with some Hollytone, you know.
Okay.
Get one of those small bags of Hollytone, easy to find, organic, perfect for a dogwood, just to give it a little bit of a boost as it's putting on buds after it's done blooming. But just be glad you got blooms. I have a friend that sent me a text yesterday, and he planted a dogwood in October, and let's just say it doesn't look good. You know, no buds, brown leaves. And so, again, that winter was very unusual and had some devastating effects in my garden, you know. So that's where I'm thinking. You know, the fact that it's blooming is a great thing. Maybe not to full potential, but I think that fertilizer will help that tree out a lot, okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
All right, let's say hi to Darlene. Darlene, you're on The Organic Gardener with Doug Oster, KDK Radio. Good morning.
Hi, Doug. We're having a problem with kale, and you make it sound so easy to grow. It's in North Park compost. Can you tell me what we could do to help it out?
So what's going on with it? And tell me, when was it planted? And
Well, you know us from Giant Eagle, Dave and Dar.
Right.
And he planted different lettuces, and we've been eating salads and stuff. It's the kale, probably 4 weeks now. You think it was too early to plant?
No, it wasn't too early. Is it just that it's...
He almost sits and watches it like a boiling pot. He's like, the lettuce is coming in. I've had two salads, but it's just not growing.
I'm going to really make you upset when I tell you what's going on with my kale.
It's going crazy.
It's going crazy, and it's been...
That's what he says. Always makes it sound like weed growing.
It is growing. In my garden, it is growing like a weed. But, you know, there's always these things, you know, if you're growing it in good compost, there's nothing else you can do. You know, was it from plants or from seeds?
No, it was from plants. I think he went on to Home Depot or something.
All right, well, give it... Stick with those.
He went on Hawn's, as a matter of fact, because we're waiting for a flat of Portulacis. He went on there, I think.
So stick with what you've got there. I would feed them that, and they have it at Hawn. No, the Dramatic. It's a liquid fertilizer with two M's. There's two places that carry it. Chapin's down in the South Hills, and then Hawn Nursery in the North.
Okay. We always go to Hawn. Okay.
Well, they've got it there. And I don't get paid to tell you about that fertilizer. That's what I use. You just mix it up with a little water, feed the kale that, but I would also plant some more kale along with what you got going there. It'll get going.
The name of it again.
Dramatic with two
Dramatic.
M's.
Dramatic, okay. Just yeah. like I am. Dramatic.
Right, I said it's named after you.
Okay.
And keep me posted on how that kale's doing. I'd put a little bit more in and maybe even get some seeds going too, and you'll get some good kale. You know what you're doing? If you're getting lettuce, you'll be able to get kale.
Yeah, that's what we thought.
My kale's been sitting there in the cold frame for like two or three years, and it just keeps coming back. So I'm sorry if that makes you feel terrible.
We're
but...
jealous.
All right. Thanks for the call. Good to talk to you guys.
All right. Up next, it's Fred. Fred, you're on KDK with Doug Oster. Hey, Fred.
Hey, Doug. I have a dogwood question also. When we bought this house in 1992, the dogwood was there. It was about my height. Now it's about three times my height. But the last 2 years, it looks like it's doing pretty good, and the blooms maybe aren't quite as nice as they have been. But it looks pretty healthy, except the question is, there's a green, I don't know what it is, not a moss, but there's a green.
You can stop right there.
What is that? Okay.
It's a good thing, and it's called lichens.
Oh, okay.
And so it looks really scary. You know, it's so funny because even when I was in Portugal, they have it really, it's really goes crazy in Portugal because of the weather, I guess. And everybody that would see it said, I've got that at home. What is that fungus? Is it killing the tree? No, it's actually something that tells us that where you're living has some decent air quality. And so, don't worry about that on your tree.
Okay,
it's a positive. Now, the other thing about dogwoods is they could definitely benefit from, like I said, we talked about this just a little bit ago. A little bit of fertilizer and a little bit of mulch.
And I've been feeding it compost for over 15 years.
All right, you're in good shape then. And probably the same thing happened to you that happened to the first caller, where the buds got really hit hard in that cold spell. So
yeah,
well, I'm glad to hear that tree's doing so good, and now you have nothing to worry about.
Okay,
enjoy those blooms. I'm glad that I got back from Portugal in time to see my dogwood blooms because I love seeing those dogwoods do their thing. They're just so beautiful.
Okay, thank
all right
you.
Thanks for your call.
All right,
okay,
one more call before the break. Couple of minutes left before we do that. Here's Anna in Cranberry on KDK for Doug Oster. Hi, Anna.
Hello, good morning, guys. Hey, speaking of the winter, we have two Lily of the Valley shrubs we got at Hans about 3 years ago. Have been doing beautifully. This year, you guessed it, they're all brown. Nothing. Should we pull them?
Oh, it still might be a little early. I'm in the same boat with many plants. I'm just holding out hope that they're going to sprout. The first thing to do is go to those tips of those branches and bend them. If they break right in half, it's probably time to pull them. But if they bend, if there's a little bit life left in there, you might still be okay. I've heard a lot of people pulling shrubs that I didn't think they should pull yet.
Okay.
In my case, I've got this one I love called Caria, and it looks awful. But I've got a few stems on there that have some life in them. I'm going to cut down the brown stuff and pray and water and fertilize and see what happens. You have nothing to lose by waiting, and you might win by waiting. Just
what should I fertilize them with, Doug?
The same thing. That use Holly Tone, but don't
or Plant Tone. Would Plant Tone be okay?
Plant Tone would be fine, but don't waste that unless you see signs of life. It's not going to bring it back to life.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good luck with that.
Thank you so much.
Good luck.
All right, speaking of bringing things back to life, can you bring any storm-damaged, severely injured tree back to life? Or when they are gone, they are gone. Just one of the many things you and Rob are going to
talk
about.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about it. Dead is dead, but you know, we're in this transition period right now where the plants got hit hard in that December time, but down at the root level, they might be okay. They might still be able to come back. Don't pull something prematurely just because you don't like the way it looks. If you don't like the way it looks over there, look over this direction where the dogwoods are blooming, where it looks nice.
All right, we're going to come back. Rob Cruel Jack, it is Davey Tree Talking Tree, about preparing your trees for summer storms, a topic of conversation. And you're going to have a chance to get all your tree questions answered as well at 866-391-1020. Certified Hereford beef on the grill. It's the beef. We're going to be preparing, talking recipes with representatives from that great brand with Frank Dentisi on the Coons Cooking Hour, less than a half hour away. And Rob Taylor, next with your news on KDKA.
We are joined by Rob Cruljack from the Davey Tree Expert Company. Before we get going, Rob, on summer storm prep, easy for me to say, what was this kind of cold spring? How does this affect things, or does it?
Yeah, it does. Everything's just confused. We've lost buds on trees that, you know, typically would have, been in full leaf by now. A lot of the blooms got knocked back. Some things bloomed way early, and now they're done. It's very confusing spring here for the plant life.
So we're going to talk about preparing for the summer storms. They're going to come. When you go to a property when you're thinking about summer storms, what's the first couple things you look at?
I go for the obvious first, the low-hanging fruit, if you will. Looking in the tree canopies for anything that may have, broken or dislodged over the winter that's just kind of hanging there that, could blow out in a storm. Also looking for, just the structures of the trees, how they are, their growth habit. If they have weak unions in the main stem areas that could, come apart during a storm, something we'd try to mitigate with some mechanical support like cabling or bracing. Those are probably the main ones in the safety area for hazard mitigation.
And, for somebody that has big trees or any trees around the property, when should you get, this inspection, and how often should the property be inspected if you've got trees all around the landscape?
Yeah, a lot of our properties we visit once a year, just to have a look around. Not always something needs done, but we never mind coming out and doing an inspection. So yearly is smart, in the springtime is a good time to do it. Once the leaves come on, is preferable, just because then you can see if a tree is not going to bloom fully, and maybe there's something more to it, something else wrong with it. But that's why, a yearly inspection would be preferable.
How is it that you guys can come out for free? I think that's a great service, but how can you do that?
We don't like to just kind of go on just free consultations all day long, but, typically the free consultation leads to, some business, because you will discover something on a property that needs attention.
But talk about, you and I have talked at depth about this off the air, the ethics that are involved in being a certified arborist. That is the key. That's why you got to have a certified arborist wherever they come from. It has to be a certified arborist, because they're not just going to try and sell you something, right?
Right. An ISA certified arborist, the International Society of Arboriculture, is the only accreditation, institution in the world for arboriculture. So, having that ISA certified arborist credential is very important, because you are getting someone that, is bound to a code of ethics, whose main goal is to preserve the tree, not just remove it. And that's become a problem, honestly, with the storms in the springs. And it's just as climate changes, some more severe weather. But that doesn't mean that every tree within, striking distance of your house has to be removed. And we're seeing a lot of a knee-jerk reaction, I feel, to, killer trees, this and that, that are being removed unnecessarily.
Well, it breaks my heart to see homeowners ripped off, by somebody coming just trying to make a buck off them, and they're gonna find something to do. I know in fact, because I'm always sending people the Davey number. I know for a fact certified arborists come, they look at something, they're like, there's nothing to do here, everything's fine, don't worry about it. And that makes me feel good that it's not just, no matter, if you come, you're not definitely going to get business out of it, where when I, you know, it's a chuck in a truck, they're always going to find something to do.
Yes, no, it's true. I mean, I've been to, well, all of us have been to many properties where, everything looks great. You're in good shape. Give us a call next year. We'll, you know, come back and take another look.
Let's talk a little bit about safety for homeowners. And I want to talk safety, chainsaw safety. You and I worked together last year for the television show In Doug's Garden by Davey Tree, and you showed all the safety stuff you should have on when using a chainsaw. First off, should a homeowner really be even using a chainsaw? I won't use one anymore.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I know, you know, plenty of people who do, but, you know, just spend a couple extra bucks and just get some of the personal protective equipment, or PPE, as we call it, to help keep them safe while they're operating it. 90% of chainsaw cuts occur below the waist, so a very inexpensive pair of chaps, chainsaw protective garments, could really make a life or death, you know, difference.
Yeah, what are those made out of? That can they stop a chainsaw from, like, if you slip or something, you're wearing those chaps?
They're technically chainsaw resistant.
Okay.
And what they do is, inside the chap itself is a cottony material, mm-hmm. that when the chain comes into contact with, it binds up inside the chainsaw and stops the chain from spinning almost instantly.
All right.
Yeah. There is a chance, yeah, you could still get a cut, but seriously, or nothing near as serious as it would if you did not have them on. So, you know, they're $100. So they could really save your life. You know, if you hit your artery, it's not going to be a good ending. So, yeah, and a helmet, you know, pair of safety glasses, ear protection, and stay off the ladders. You know, if there's anything that you see in your yard, then I'll just put the ladder up there and go up and cut that branch off. That's never a good idea. That's when you should really call somebody.
Well, you and I are going to be working together this week, and I want to you to break out your tree planting apparatus. What would you call that thing
I haven't come up with a name yet for it. I like the tree planting apparatus, though. That could work.
But we're going to teach people how to plant a tree without actually planting a tree. We did this together at the Home and Garden Show. It was a big hit, Rob, except I had to drag that thing into the home show along with a 200-pound tree. Where are we going to get another tree? We need to find another tree for tree planting.
Well, we'll start looking. We're getting together this Wednesday, so we'll make it happen.
So have you guys been planting this spring, even in this cold weather?
Yes, yep. As long as the ground is not frozen, you know, you can still plant trees. You know, so yeah, even if it's cold, that's okay. Yeah, it's a little bit less stressful, too, because, just not the heat on the root balls and everything that we have out of ground right now waiting to go in. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Cool weather and rain, I think, is a good thing for planting trees. Real mm-hmm. quick, we got about a minute left. What are the downsides to planting in the spring, if there are any?
None that I can think of.
I mean,
spring and fall, both great. I guess fall maybe a little bit better if the plants are already dormant, you know, because then it's really less of a shock. But there really is no downside.
Awesome. That's good to know. That's great to know. All right, Rob, you hang in there. We'll bring you back after the break. If you've got a tree question, give us a call, 866-391-1020. For more information about Davey Tree or to ask what's going on with your trees, go to davey.com/KDKA. And remember, you can always call the experts from Davey Tree at 855-982-TREE. That's 855-982-8733.
All right, coming up, we'll come back one more segment with Rob and Doug, and then we are cooking certified Hereford beef on the Coons Cooking Hour. And then it's Dorothy's Candies with Nan Cohen and the folks from Dorothy's Candies coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Then Baird, Your Money and You, and then a lot of baseball, a lot of football, and more. Everything that's sports on the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show at 11 a.m. on KDKA. All right, we've got Rob Kuljak here, another segment. So we're going to take some tree questions. Let's begin with Stan in West Mifflin. You're on KDKA. Hello, Stan. How are you?
Hey, pretty good, guys. Got a question for you. I got a 35-foot 30-year-old magnolia tree. It didn't bloom this year again. But when do you prune this thing? It's getting a little out of hand.
All right. Let's talk about pruning. Let's talk about first, Rob, why should he prune or should he prune?
Yeah, I mean, pruning is different than shaping or topping, which is really bad. You know, pruning is going to remove your dead branches, your branches that cross over one another, that are frayed against one another, anything broken, hanging, or unhealthy, maybe with a cavity or some other defect. So pruning is necessary and it's important, but we don't want to try to change the size and shape of a tree. Some will tolerate it, but for the most part, you know, the tree, we want to leave it go in its natural form. Because we get into first
reaction. The problem is the branches are hanging down over when we cut the grass. You're getting hit in the head with a branch.
Oh, yeah, no one likes that. So, yeah, absolutely. Elevate it to, you know, a safe level so you're not, you know, getting poked in the eye or anything. But always trying to, I guess, when you're doing that, you want to be trying to cut back to a branch union, you know, not just cut the end off of a branch, if that makes sense.
And Rob, talk about how this isn't done in just one cut. You know, when you got a big tree like that, you got an overhanging branch you want to get rid of. You don't go right to, you know, a quarter inch from the trunk to make this cut. You got to make some other cuts beforehand for the health of the tree, right?
Yes. Yeah. The smaller wound on a tree, the better. So if you can accomplish that elevation change by just taking like the lower hanging parts off of a larger branch, that would be way better for the tree than taking off the branch entirely.
When would be a good time to get you guys to come out and do this? Spring, fall, summer?
Spring after the blooms. If your magnolia was to bloom, we would like to do it afterwards. But magnolias are safe to prune any time of year. The only trees we're really concerned about, you know, timing with are oaks and elms, which must be done in the winter months. So the magnolia, yeah, if you give us a call, we could come out and take a look and get to that within a month or so.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you kindly.
Thanks for your call.
All right, let's go.
Thank you.
Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on the air. Rob Kruljack, Doug Oster, Rob Pratt, Katie K. How you doing,
Joe? Hi, Doug. Longtime listener. Great to have Davey Tree. Always like listening to them. But this is a perfect segment because I'm sitting in my backyard looking at about 20 trees. And, of course, I'm in one of those areas that got hit by a storm. I have a maple tree that got the top snapped off about 35 foot up and straight up from there. And I got beech, elm, hemlock, sassafras. But my first concern was I want to get maybe an arborist to come out and take a look. Usually about every 3 or 4 years I get someone to check it out. But I'm in the Ligonier area. Not sure if you travel that far.
I'm actually in Ligonier right now at a friend's house.
Oh, come on over.
Hey, I'll give you guys the contact information, and you can call each other. And just run over on Sunday in your spare time, Rob.
Right. Hey, no, but that's good. So, okay, I know to contact you. But the first issue I had, I'm wondering, is it my house has so many trees around, grass doesn't grow, and I don't really want grass to grow. But I wanted to put some bark or mulch, like from the tree cuttings, because everybody's getting their trees cut up here now. And I was just wondering, is it safe to put it close to these trees? I mean, I know not to bunch it up around the root and that, but just wondering, is that safe for that?
Yes. Yeah. If you can get wood chips, wood chips make excellent mulch. It's very inexpensive. Most people need a place to get rid of it. The only thing you'd want to avoid maybe is just using that right around a newly planted tree, just because as the wood chips start to decompose, they can change the soil chemistry.
Yeah.
But wood chips, absolutely, as far and wide as you can spread them underneath the canopies of the trees is a great thing.
And then Rob, Rob, talk a little bit though about the mulch not touching the bottom of the tree. That's important.
Yeah, that's a really good point you brought up. You know, when you are mulching, whether it's with your double shredded dark mulch or wood chips, we want to keep a gap between the mulch where it ends and the bottom of the tree. You know, when you think of a tree, you draw a tree as a kid, you know, at the bottom of the tree, you flare it out, right? You typically don't make it look like a pencil stuck in the ground. The same thing, we want to make sure we always can still see that root flare, we call it, at the base of the tree, and not get that mulch piled up around that root flare.
Yeah, it should look more like a donut, not a volcano, definitely.
Well, yeah, good. There you go.
Thank you very much for your call.
Yep, thanks.
All right, Rob. Well, we're just about out of time. I just want to thank you again for coming on. We will be working together this week for the TV show. I'm looking forward to season two. We're going to have a lot of fun, and Rob has lots of ideas about what we're going to what we're going to film. And we're going to do pruning. We're going to do planting. We're going to do disease control. It's going to be awesome. So, Rob, yep. Thanks very much. For more information about Davey Tree or to ask what's going on with your trees, go to davey.com/KDKA. And remember, you can always call the experts from Davey Tree at 855-982-TREE. That's 855-982-8733. And as I said, hey, man, they come out for free and they have a code of ethics. They're not going to try and sell you something. Now, if you didn't get through today or you're too shy to call, I'm answering questions at DougOster.com. I do that all week long. I feel that's part of my job. I love hearing what's going on out there. If you got ideas for stories, too, I would sure love to hear what's going on in your garden. I got all my information. I have free online classes on Thursdays at 5 p.m. We're having a lot of fun doing those classes because it's interactive. You know, you can watch them later, but it's fun when we can talk back and forth. And again, I get lots of ideas from gardeners when I'm teaching these classes. And I've got some seats open for the second trip to Tuscany. I'm having so much fun traveling. You know, just got back from Portugal. Like Rob said, I'm a little jet lagged, but I feel good. You could probably hear it in my voice. Got a cold when I was actually in Portugal, which was no fun. I had to have some of that, what was it called? I don't know. They put rum and passion fruit juice together. That'll clear your sinuses right up. So, yeah, Tuscany is going to be awesome. There's no better place in the world than Italy. We're going to see Florence and Pisa and then off the beaten path. This has always been my dream, to get off the beaten path and into these beautiful little hill towns, the food, the wine, and most importantly, the people. Remember, organic gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow and every garden you grow.
All right, Doug, thanks. Have a great week. Stay with us. It is certified Hereford beef. Get the grill going. We got a lot to get to with Frank Dentici on the Coons Cooking Hour. Moments away on KDKA. Good morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.